Russell Hannon is a travel expert. It's been a cold, cold winter in a lot of places around the country. Heck, even here in Phoenix, Arizona, it's been cold. Here to talk about how to escape from it, travel expert Russell Hannon, the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. How you doing, Russell?
Great. Thank you for having me.
So what is some good travel deals out there this month?
Well, you know what? Good travel deals are different for everyone. Depends what you're looking for. What I recommend, there's a few places you can look that scour the internet, thousands of deals, and they put their top ones basically every week for you to cherry pick from. And one of them I recommend has more than 3 million subscribers, at Sherman's Travel. Every Wednesday, they've got their top 25 travel deals. And every Wednesday, you just get a nice little email. And some of my favorite ones this week in there, there's one with Ireland. I'm seeing lots of great deals to Ireland right now, where out of a number of U.S. cities, you can get $900 for 6 nights, including air and car rental in Ireland. Just great, great, great deals. Also, with the high U.S. dollar, I think 2016 is really shaping up to be a great year to travel abroad. I'm hearing that up in Canada, actually, that American tourism is at its highest it's been in many years, because you're getting about a 25 to 30% premium on your dollar when you are crossing the border.
Now, a lot of folks are saying that's bad for Americans. I don't see how, but what are you seeing on that? This is good. The dollar's high. We can go around the world and actually visit some places, right?
If you want to leave, it's good. If you're a business trying to sell, not so much. But from a travel perspective, lots of great opportunity there, and I recommend taking advantage of that while we can, because we don't know how long that's going to last. What are you thinking?
Let's see. I went to Vegas last week, but I would have liked to have saved some money. Is there good Vegas deals? I know a lot of folks want to go there.
Well, to start off with bad news, I actually, right up until now, Vegas was the only city that wasn't charging any money for parking throughout the city at all the major casinos, and I hear that is going away.
What?
Starting with MGM Grand, starting to charge about $10 a day to park. And so once a few casinos start to do that, you can see that start to basically spread out through the entire city.
You know what else I hate about Vegas? I'll tell you what I hate about Vegas. It's the resort fee. Oh, it's $115 a night. Oh, but we're going to charge you $30 extra for a resort fee. Well, what's a resort fee for? Well, it's for local phone calls and a newspaper, and we'll give you crappy internet service, too. Not good internet service, but crappy internet service. That drives me nuts.
Well, I've noticed with internet service quite often, one thing that you can do until everyone starts doing this, and this has worked for me a few times, is you mentioned that it is spotty, that you had some work to do, that the connection was just coming in and out. And quite often, if you say that it was impacting your ability to do your work, they will waive it. Now, until the day that everyone starts doing that,
resort fees in Vegas are just a ripoff. That drives me
crazy. One way I got around that once, actually, some of the bigger spas there actually have nap rooms in there. And, you know, in Las Vegas, people go out all night. Everything's open all hours of the day. So I once checked my luggage in at 9 p.m. with the concierge. One of the major resorts went out all night. And then at 6 a.m., I was the only one standing in line. I checked into the spa, which had a nap room, and I got a nice big robe and some some flip-flops. And actually, I slept there for 8 hours and completely got around those resort fees.
Hey, look at the Moochie guy. He's sleeping in the spa. It's the Moochie guy. All right, one more, and I'll let you go, Russell Hannon. And that is, are there any good Valentine's Day getaways? Because it's coming up quick, and a lot of guys may have dropped the ball here.
Well, you know what? I recommend, again, you can travel close to home. Something I recommend, like for the United States, you asked earlier, there's one place where you'll find 1,600 deals neatly organized by city. Just go to travelzoo.com, type the destination you're thinking about going to, and you'll find all kinds of great deals for hotels, restaurants, excursions.
Travelwhat.com?
This is travelzoo.com.
It's travelzoo, okay, .com, okay. I'll put that up there, too. And then you'll put it for all the different cities it has it, huh?
Yes, that's correct. You just type the city you'd like to visit, and you're going to find all kinds of deals to choose from.
All right. Do you have a website, Russell Hannon?
Yes, breakthetravelbarrier.com has a free guide. It shows you how to beat the best online fare for any flight that you're looking to book.
All right, Russell Hannon, we'll have you back on. Thanks for being here on Trending Today USA. I appreciate it.